Yeah, make sure.
Okay.
Make sure the transcript's up.
Option.
Yeah, hold on.
Okay. Show captions.
Are you recording?
Yes.
First game. Good.
God. Hey, welcome to the
How did I do this
Suits
yesterday?
lit.
Suits.
How did I do this?
Thoughts?
Literally.
Show cap?
How are you?
No. Nope. Yes, okay, that's not. How did I do this yesterday?
Let me check the email that Louis sent us. Just like anything.
Share host tools. Hello.
Yeah. I swore he posted a thing about
I don't know.
that. Here, okay, wait.
What's happening?
Okay, transcription. Oh, it's T. Okay.
I've been
Okay,
set.
transcription, zoom, friend, zoom, bottom right hand navigation.
Nice. So,
Something's happening.
oh,
There's no
very
transcript button
bottom,
here.
very top. Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Are you ready for the meeting?
Oh, I'm very good.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to listen.
I'm ready to sit in the car.
Okay,
Yeah.
there's I'm can I just like turn on captions? Okay. Oh no, you ready?
Yeah, just look for
Okay.
more buttons.
Okay, captions are on now, I guess. I don't know. Also
In my email, I sent you like a shared drive, and
Matthew,
that
you're
was
good on notes. We have a secretary.
I'll look
Thank you.
right now. Hold on. Was it today?
It was like last night, like 11:30.
Okay. Let's see.
Because I showed you my drive, because I downloaded the Zoom of like the audio, the visual, and then all other components with the Zoom, and then I think I shared that with you. Or like I sent the link or something like that. I can't remember.
Okay, I did get it.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, you
There's
got
Matthew on Zoom. Yes. Okay. Whew, yay.
it.
Awesome. Okay. Okay.
Harvard. I'm fine.
Okay. I call the Committee on Academic and Student Affairs to order in the President's Conference Room on Thursday, October 7th. Oh my God, October 2nd at 5:04 p.m. We will now moving on to agenda item two, compliance with Nevada open meeting law. The agenda was posted 3 working days by 9 a.m., not including the meeting date. The meeting is taking place on Thursday, October 2nd, 2025 at 5 p.m. in the President's Conference Room, as listed on the agenda. The Zoom link is working available to the public. Yeah. Moving on to agenda item three, roll call.
Chair Kitt,
Present.
Vice Chair Wong,
Present on Zoom.
Senator Barwash,
Present.
Senator Bolander,
Absent, unexcused.
Senator Custer,
Present.
Senator Lawson,
Removed from committee.
Senator Lucchese,
Absence excused.
Senator McAndrews,
Absence excused.
Senator Moore.
Also removed from committee. Okay.
Quorum is present.
Okay, moving on to agenda item four, adoption of minutes. We have minutes from our meeting on Thursday, September 11th, 2025. I am seeking a motion to approve those minutes.
So,
So moved by Senator Custer. There a second? Seconded by Senator Bardwaj. Okay. Moving. Oh, is there any dissent? Abstention. What?
abstentions.
Yes. Any abstentions?
Wait. I think to a voice vote because that wasn't made through unanimous consent.
Okay. Hold on. Sorry, guys. Okay. I'm going to remake the motion. Okay. I am seeking a motion to approve the minutes for agenda item. Oh my God. Agenda item 4A from Thursday, September 11, 2025. Would anyone like to make that motion? Through unanimous consent.
I'll make a motion to approve adopt meeting minutes for a unanimous consent.
Second. By Senator Bardwaj. Is there any discussion on that motion? Any dissent on that motion? Any abstentions? The motion is passed. It's approved.
Oh my God.
Okay. Awesome. Moving on to agenda item 5, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Okay, so public comment. Moving on to agenda item 6, old business reports of liaison contact. We have one report that was sent in by Senator McAndrews, but I will let the committee members that are present go first. If they have reports, please make them now. Any?
I'm
sorry, you're in contact with who?
Oh, the liaison, sorry. Okay. My missions and records, sorry.
Okay.
I will also give a report. I'm also in contact with Alyssa Mortensen from the provost office for our meeting next week. Okay, and then I have one report sent in from Senator McAndrews. She says, hello, everyone. I'll be missing ASA meetings until the end of the semester due to my speech internship. With this, I'll be sending in a report to Chair Kitch after each committee meeting to share updates and convey any important information to you all. Number one, liaison update from the Nevada Student Undergraduate Research Journal. On September 17th, I had my first liaison meeting with the Nevada Student Undergraduate Research Journal, which we briefly discussed in our meeting last night. ASUN's role in supporting NSURJ with outreach is a strong opportunity for our office to connect and collaborate. NSURJ already partners with many campus and community groups, including tutoring centers, the Honors College, every college across campus, and faculty who provide undergraduate research opportunities. They are largely self-sufficient, but serve as an excellent resource for overall connectivity. If you have any budget or ID-related questions about undergraduate research, especially regarding NSURJ, please let me know so I can bring them forward. Okay. Number two. Oh, does the body give Speaker Athlon permission to speak?
I heard that correctly. Did Senator McAndrews to say that she's not able to attend ASA for the rest of the semester?
That is what I said, and I did not realize that was the case. I thought it was in every other.
Okay, then she needs to remove herself next week.
We will discuss that with her later time. Thank you. Moving on to number two of Senator McAndrew's report, notes on SR93, a resolution to request clarity on the rollout of PAC-AI. On September 23rd, I attended a meeting with Chair Kitch and Senator Issa, where we spoke with the Provost and Vice President Heather Speed. We asked direct questions about the impacts, implications, purpose, and future of PAC-AI. Following that meeting, we were able to address concerns and rewrite significant portions of the resolution based on the new information provided. Many amendments were made to strike up the information, and you'll see these changes presented today. I fully support the amendments made by Senator Issa, but I encourage everyone to ask clarifying questions if needed. Thank you all, and I'll continue to update you through these reports. Senator McAndrews. Okay, any questions about Senator McAndrews' report? No? Okay. Moving on to agenda item 7, new business, information slash discussion, possible action. 7A, SR93, a resolution to request clarity on the rollout of PAC-AI. We will now move into a short presentation from the speaker, from the author of the piece. Does the body give him permission to speak?
Yes.
Okay.
So good evening, senators, and thank you, Chair Kitch, for having me. So since the last piece was killed, there have been just a couple of developments. First of all, myself, Senator McAndrews, Senator Barris, among a few others, were involved in writing a brand new resolution, the one that is in front of us today. And essentially, the only changes that we made is we narrowed down the scope of the resolution to only include the association requesting additional clarification and transparency on its rollout. Additionally, the verbiage has been rewritten so that way it's a lot more professional, I guess, and more soft towards university administration. And the second development, as Senator McAndrews mentioned in the report, is that myself and a lot of other senators met with Dr. Thompson and Dr. Heather Speed to just request a just clarification on what PAC AI actually is and its rollout. And essentially, PAC AI, what we've learned from that discussion is that PAC AI is not mandatory whatsoever. It is merely a certificate program in which students are able to enroll in to learn a lot more about artificial intelligence. Additionally, several questions about the implications for students have been answered. With regard to student fees, Dr. Thompson assured us that no student fees are being added to support this program because the university faculty and staff, which are implementing PAC AI, have already been researching artificial intelligence, so they're just doing additional work on this. With regard to data security, Dr. Thompson assured us that students' data will not be used for training for AI facilities, and it will not be sold to any third-party companies. And again, it's not a mandatory thing. And so a lot of our classes will not be implementing PAC AI. It's merely just a program in partnership with Microsoft and Apple to use artificial intelligence to learn more about AI, essentially. With that being said, myself and Senator McAndrews have several amendments that need to be made to this piece that reflect our findings with our meeting with Dr. Thompson. By several, I mean, I have 19 amendments. I will quickly go over every amendment. So first of all, we would like to strike the second and third whereas clauses, which says the university administration has announced plans for the implementation of PAC AI across campus platforms, and the clause that talks about web campus. So we're just trying to strike those two clauses because we believe it is redundant information. In addition to that, we want to add several whereas clauses that just discuss the contents of our meeting. So that way it's out there on the record that we did in fact meet with Dr. Thompson and Dr. Speed. And it kind of just goes over what PAC AI actually is over or based off of that meeting. We also are cutting the whereas clause where it says, whereas the original resolution was withdrawn from the August 20th meeting in order to allow the Senate to refine its language and intent for greater clarity, just because we believe that that's kind of redundant and university admin already knows this. Same thing for the next whereas clause, which we're striking, which is whereas the ASU1 Senate is taking measures to ensure all parties are notified and have a united front regarding this issue, striking that just because, again, it is redundant information. And then we're making just a few more additions to the next couple whereas clauses where it says, whereas this resolution does not take a stance on the use of artificial intelligence, etc. And we're adding, but instead seeks to highlight the academic and professional opportunities made available by the university. This is just so our resolution is clear that we intend to continue to have a working relationship with the university administration and that we understand their reasons for wanting to implement PAC AI. And with regard to the be it resolved clauses, we're just refining this just so we're more clear with our intent. So we're making a minor change in the first be it resolved clause. We're just adding the words and curriculum between the words academic platforms and data usage policies. And then we're adding a new be it further resolved clause, which states, quote, be it further resolved that the Associated Students of the University of Nevada formally request university administration to inform students of available opportunities, address potential concerns, and communicate their vision for how PAC AI may support students and their future endeavors. And in addition to that, we will be striking out the rest of the be it further resolved clauses, except for the second to last clause, which states, be it further resolved that that ASU1 urges university administration to provide continued updates to student leadership throughout PAC AI's rollout. And the final be it further resolved clause, which sends the resolution to all of the stakeholders involved. So yeah, that is my presentation. Does anyone have any questions for me?
We do have a question on Zoom. Senator Huang?
Could you just clarify what, be it for the resolve clauses were being striked? I think you said the second and third clause, but I can't, I don't know if you, I haven't heard you correctly.
So the be it resolve clauses? Well, yeah. Okay, thank you. So the ones which are being struck are the second, third, and fourth, be it further resolved clauses. And just because we believe that keeping those would be redundant, given that we're adding a brand new whereas clause, or sorry, I keep mixing that up, adding another resolved clause that kind of condenses it into just saying, we want to see university administration communicate this vision of TACEI to the rest of the student body and be more specific with it.
Point of clarification, just for you're saying not the first be it resolved, you're saying
no.
So basically the third resolve clause, right? Just for his clarification.
Yes,
the third resolve clause.
Fourth and fifth.
To answer your question? Okay, cool. Okay, are there any further questions this time? Okay, then we will move into a discussion period. Okay. I'm going to seek motions for these changes. Yes.
Should we do it all once or?
We have to do them individually. Does the body give Speaker Ackland for him to speak?
Yes. Clarification, you guys have to do all the amendments individually. And with that, it is up to the chair's discretion on terms of debate. You guys need to debate in some regards. So it could be a 5-second conversation of, yeah, the amendment seems good to me. Let's do it. Let's move on. But how it's going to work is Chair Kitsch, I believe, has all the amendments, right?
Yes.
So she's going to be making the amendments. And how it's going to work, she's going to be asking for some moved and a second. And I'm guessing it's going to be 3 unanimous consent. But before you guys move to a vote, or no, sorry, it would be discussion then a vote, sorry. So like I said, it's a discretion share to decide how long debate can be, but that's kind of the flow of how it's going to come.
Okay. I am seeking a motion to, okay, me a couple
triples.
Okay. I move to amend SR93 by striking the whereas clause. Whereas the university administration has announced plans for the implementation of PAC AI across campus platforms. Is there a, what?
Sorry.
Hold on. Unanimous consent.
Go ahead. Just so the discussion all comes before we make amendments, correct?
Yeah, I would say in terms of go through the amendments one by one and then go down your list and say, okay, this amendment reads as follows. Is there any discussion on this?
Okay.
So is it separate from incentive, or we didn't discuss on each amendment, right?
We didn't.
I'm just curious, just for my knowledge, so we have to discuss the issue.
Yes, parliamentary wise, yes, we're supposed to discuss every amendment at the last night in regards to Senate. There really wasn't any discussion because amendments were made and they were pretty cut and dry, but with this in a small committee with less members, you bring it up to discussion first and just kind of explain the amendment in a 5-second synopsis if you want to, and then after there's no more discussion, then you bring it to a vote, and then you move on, repeat the cycle.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, move a vote through unanimous consent, or just a vote, abstentions, nays, ays.
You can do unanimous consent. That's if, then if it's someone dissents, they have to state their reason for dissent, and then they'll state their reason, whoever it may be, and then you can bring it back to discussion, and then you can remake that motion again and not do it through unanimous consent.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Going back to the amendments. The First Amendment reads as follows. I move to amend SR93 by striking the whereas clause, whereas the university administration has announced plans for the implementation of PAC AI across campus platforms. We'll now move into discussion of the amendment. Is there any discussion at this time? No. Oh.
I think this is a great amendment.
Perfect. Thank you, Senator Custer. Okay, moving into a I move to make this amendment through unanimous consent.
Wait, what was this first?
I move to make this amendment through unanimous consent.
What amendment?
Amendment. I
Yeah,
start.
specify what the language
Reread
where
it.
it's specified.
Okay, I move to amend SR 93 by striking the whereas clause, whereas the University Administration has announced plans to implementation of PAC AI across campus platforms through unanimous consent. So
Second.
seconded by Senator Custer. So moved. Okay. There any dissent? Abstentions? No. Motion passes. Okay. The next amendment reads as follows. I move to amend SR 93 by striking the whereas clause, whereas many of these platforms, including but not limited to web campus, are used by nearly all students for coursework and communications. We'll now move into discussion. Is there discussion on this? Is there any discussion on this amendment? Senator Bardwaj?
Great.
Perfect. We will now, I move to amend SR 93. We will now move into it. Vote. I move to amend SR 93 by striking the whereas clause, whereas many of these platforms, including but not limited to web campus, are used by nearly all students for coursework and communication. Is there a second?
So
So moved.
second.
Second by Senator Bardwaj. Any abstentions? Yays, nays. Okay, dissent. Motion passes. Just
You're doing great. You're doing
okay.
Yep.
The next amendment reads as follows. Motion, I move to amend SR 93 by inserting a new whereas clause, whereas a select group of senators meet with Provost Jeff Thompson and Vice President of Student Services, Heather Speed, who shared their vision expanding opportunities for University of Nevada students in the area of artificial intelligence. Now moving into discussion. Is there any discussion this time? Senator Custer?
That's great.
Perfect. We will now, I move to amend SR 93 by inserting a new whereas clause, whereas a select group of senators met with Provost Jeff Thompson and Vice President of Student Services, Heather Speed, who shared their vision of expanding opportunities for University of Nevada students in the area of artificial intelligence through unanimous consent. So moved by Senator Bardwaj. I'm going to do a vote. Any abstentions? Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Custer. I'm going to do a vote. Are there any abstentions? Okay, dissent. Okay, cool. The motion passes. Next amendment read.
If there's only three of us.
Yes.
Oh, or four. So that sounds
Four on one on
so
Zoom.
if any one of us dissents, then didn't.
No, we can hear both. Oh.
We would, if someone dissented, we would just move back discussion that I would seek it without unanimous consent.
Okay. But like for future stuff, like if there are four of us and the total committee has like, I don't know, like 8 people, then does everyone have to vote yes for it to No, because if it's three shills, then that means the sense of the motion or whoever's asking about that motion basically saying, like, oh, you unanimously agree and all you need is a sign.
Some sense that I go back to vote and then
the only person that could decide is Senator. Because yeah,
any
one of you could
any of
decide.
what you guys could dissent.
Well, I know, but we one of us so moved one of us seconded that, so
Yeah.
there the seven.
Okay,
It's
then yes.
asking if you say and decide any percentage. She needs to agree.
I yes. Okay. Clarification, perfect. Amendment number four reads as follows. I move to amend SR 93 by inserting a new whereas clause, whereas many of the concerns raised by the undergraduate student body and the Senate visited students regarding PAC AI were addressed by Provost Thompson and the aforementioned meeting. I'll move into discussion. Is there discussion on this amendment? Nope. Okay, cool. We will now move into a vote or I moved to amend SR 93 by inserting a new whereas clause, whereas many of the concerns raised by the undergraduate student body and the Senate Associated Students regarding PAC AI were addressed by Provost Thompson at the aforementioned meeting through unanimous consent.
So,
Moved by Senator Custer, Senator Bardwaj. Is there any dissent? Abstentions? The motion passes. Okay. Amendment number five reads as follows. I move to amend SR 93 by inserting a new whereas clause, whereas university leadership values student input and concerns regarding academic well-being, opportunity, and future. Let me move into discussion. Is there discussion on this amendment? Nope. Okay, perfect. We'll now move into debate into okay. I move to amend SR 93 by inserting a new whereas clause, whereas university leadership values student input and concerns regarding academic well-being, opportunity, and future through unanimous consent. So move back to Senator Bardwaj. Second by Senator Custer. Is there any dissent? Abstentions? Okay. With that being said, the motion passes. Next amendment reads as follows. I move to amend S23 by inserting a new whereas clause, whereas PAC AI is not a mandatory implementation to the student body, rather a means to provide opportunities for undergraduate students within the university and for students' futures. We'll now move into discussion. Discussion? Nope. Okay, cool. I move to amend S23 by inserting a new whereas clause, whereas PAC AI is not a mandatory implementation to the student body, rather a means to provide opportunities for undergraduate students within the university. Within the university and for students' futures through unanimous consent.
So.
So moved by Senator Custer, seconded by Senator Bardwaj. Any dissent? Abstentions? Motion passes. Okay, the next motion reads as follows. I move to amend SR93 by inserting a new whereas clause. Whereas the personal data of students using PAC AI services will not be collected by third-party companies and will not be used to train any artificial intelligence model. We will have a discussion. Is there any discussion on that this time? Discussion? Okay. I move to amend S93 by inserting a new whereas clause, whereas the personal data of the students using PAC AI services will not be collected by third-party companies and will not be used to train any artificial intelligence model through unanimous consent. Is there so moved? Moved by Senator Bardwaj, seconded by Senator Custer. Is there any abstentions? Dissent? Motion passed.
Point clear. And this is, I guess, more to be the bottom of the reason. Is this piece something that we think is necessary if we have our president's answer and we want something just to apply to us? Do you think it's not more appropriate to ask them to be close to us?
Does the body give Pontier and Issa permission to speak?
Yes.
So the purpose is to water moving forward with the piece because ASU has already been so involved in with regarding to liberative tech AI. That I think that in combination with the amount of students who voice opposition to it, I think it's important that ASUN has one trying to urge university administration to step into the, into the process.
Okay.
Yeah, I just that's a great point. I was thinking trying to think of the purpose, but I see you're trying to build the road. Sorry, just
Okay.
ask.
No, you're good. Okay. Perfect. Okay. We got our second in motion. Like I said, the motion passes. The next motion reads as follows. I move to amend SR93 by inserting a new whereas clause, whereas there is no fiscal implication for students on the or the broader university to implement PAC AI. We'll now move in discussion. Is there any discussion on this piece or on this amendment? Let's see discussion. I move to amend SR93 by inserting a new whereas clause, whereas there's no fiscal implication for students or the broader university to implement PAC AI through unanimous consent. So moved by Senator Bardwaj, by Senator Custer. Any dissent? Abstentions? Motion passes. The next question reads as follows. I move to amend SR93 by inserting a new whereas clause, whereas universities using staff and faculty that are already researching and contributing to the development of artificial intelligence. Oh my God, my. Artificial intelligence to implement PAC AI and have not hired any additional faculty for the purpose of integrating PAC AI. We'll now move into discussion. Is there discussion this time? Same discussion. I move to amend SR93 by inserting a new whereas clause, whereas the university is using staff and faculty that are already researching and contributing to the development of artificial intelligence to implement PAC AI and have not hired any additional faculty for the purpose of integrating PAC AI through unanimous consent. Is there
So.
so moved by Senator Custer, seconded by Senator Bardwaj. Let me say the motion passes. Quick timeout. My Zoom meeting ends in 10 minutes. I'm going to try and rush through all of these, okay? We got this. Okay, the next motion reads as follows. I move to amend SR93 by inserting a new whereas clause, whereas the implementation of PAC AI provides students with the opportunity to explore artificial intelligence and its potential implicate applications to their academic and professional careers. Let me move to discussion at this time. No discussion. Okay. I move to amend SR93 by inserting a new whereas clause, whereas the implementation of PAC AI provides students with the opportunity to explore artificial intelligence and its potential applications to their academic and professional careers through unanimous consent. So moved by Senator Bardwaj,
Sorry.
Senator Custer. Any dissent? Abstentions? The motion passes. The next question reads: I move to amend SR93 by inserting a new whereas clause, whereas the Associate Students of the University of Nevada supports the university's mission to provide opportunities for students to succeed in achieving their academic and professional goals. I move into discussion. Any discussion this time? No discussion. Okay. I move to amend SR93 by inserting a new whereas clause, whereas the Associated Students of the University of Nevada supports the university's mission to provide opportunities for students to succeed in achieving their academic and professional goals through unanimous consent. So moved by Senator Bardwaj,
Sorry.
by Senator Custer. Any dissent? Abstentions? Motion passes. Next motion reads. I move to amend SR93 by striking the whereas clause, Whereas the original resolution, S-93, resolution to oppose the mandatory integration of PAC AI into academic curriculum, was withdrawn at the August 20th meeting in order to allow the Senate to refine its language and intent for greater clarity. And will I move in discussion? No discussion on this motion. Okay, I move to amend S-93 by striking the whereas clause, whereas the original resolutions of S-93, resolution to poke the met. A resolution to oppose the mandatory integration of PAC AI into academic curriculum was withdrawn at the August 20th meeting in order to allow the Senate to refine its language and intent for greater clarity through unanimous consent. So moved by Senator Bardwaj,
Second.
by Senator Custer. Any abstentions? Dissent? Motion passes. Amendment number, the next amendment reads, move to amend S-93 by striking the whereas clause, whereas the ASU and Senate is taking measures to ensure all parties are notified and have a united front regarding this issue. I move into discussion. Any discussion this time? See no discussion. I move to amend S-93 by striking the whereas clause, whereas the ASU and Senate is taking measures to ensure all parties are notified and have a united front regarding this issue through unanimous consent. So moved by Senator Bardwaj, seconded by Senator Custer. Any dissent? Abstentions? With that, the motion passes. The next motion reads as follows. I move to amend S-93 by striking the whereas clause, whereas this resolution does not take a stance on the use of artificial intelligence or PAC AI itself, but rather emphasizes the importance of transparency and student awareness prior to implementation and inserting in its place, whereas this resolution does not take a position on the use of artificial intelligence, but instead seeks to highlight the academic and professional opportunities made available by the university. Moving into discussion. Discussion.
Sorry, I don't, but I think that's a good thing to put in there. So we're just saying that we just won. Is there any, why did you take that one out here?
It's number
Sorry,
14. Does the body give progeny permission to speak?
sorry.
Okay. No, you're good.
It's not, okay, it's not removing entirely, just modifying the
Oh,
language.
okay. That's just straight. Okay, I thought, okay, sorry. I thought it was straight from the word, I suppose. That's my bad. Sorry,
Okay,
continue.
cool. Okay, do I need to re
Let's make a motion.
yes, Senator Huang? Here's your hand.
On that point, can we can you restate the new amendment or the new clause?
The new amendment reads, whereas this resolution does not take a position on the use of artificial intelligence, but instead seeks to highlight the academic and professional opportunities made available by the university. That's what the new version would read. Good. Okay.
I have a point of discussion then.
Okay. Point of discussion.
I feel like it is a little bit different than what we are originally going for with about transparency and student awareness. I kind of want to see what you guys think about that amendment.
Did we strike the rest clause that says that ASU and Senate, which is important decision or provide full transparency to the student body? Or did we plan on saying that amendment?
Was that
Or
don't underneath it? We that's the next motion.
yeah, so that's getting true.
It's the next motion. It's being replaced with something else. That will be discussion in the next motion. Senator Castro, yes.
So I think that keeping one of those is fine because because I think the whole goal of this piece was kind of to say, hey, you guys kind of did this behind our back, and I know that you guys didn't meet them, and, but there was a little bit of tension there. I think that keeping one of those is kind of important, like either emphasize the transparency and awareness, or keep the Christian informed on issues in order to provide full transparency to the student body. I think that that's fair, at least the second one. I mean, if we amend the first one, that's fine, but I don't agree with the second one. Unless there's a reason that I'm missing there, but I think that was kind of the whole
If
point of
my
the program,
meeting
was the
has
fact that
just,
there was no student put.
if this the Zoom meeting has 4 minutes left on it.
Are you not signing your?
I didn't know we had.
Okay, university's on.
That's the one I used for Senate.
It's just Matthew on it. Could I just read like have him go on one or on a Teams meeting?
Is that file being? Yes.
Yeah. Can we just make another Zoom meeting?
Should someone else log
Thing is, it's
in?
on the link is on the agenda.
So then can we just add the second link after the meeting's over? You can add two links.
Has the meeting recorded?
Yeah.
I'm recording it audio,
It's also recorded
but
on Zoom.
because then it's still publicly accessible because if someone they get sent to the recording, they can click on the new link if you just put for a new meeting.
Leaf, what do you think? Speak correctly.
Here, repeat that. So, if being recorded, then she can put it in chat for a new meeting, copy paste the link
in chat where?
Same Zoom, but once she hangs up the Zoom, you can't see the chat.
Yeah.
But if you click on it, then you can see past chat history. Like,
but she has to allow people that are waiting for if she's not needing to Zoom to allow people in.
No, no, wait. No, actually, you said that's
over. The recording takes place on the Zoom. So like, if you click on a link that's chat, it was recorded, then you just get sent to the link.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So she, because then they could click on the link.
So sorry, guys. I just
want to wait for it. We should even probably have to meet him.
Okay.
How about this? How about we motion for recess? We do a 5-minute recess and we figure this out.
Okay.
Reconvene.
Oh, Matthew raised his hand. Yes.
I have a different idea. So why don't we just pass the bill as is and then make these amendments during our next meeting? And then also we can just like pass it unfavorably and just state that we want to see all the rest of the amendments talked about and discussed during the meeting that it's presented in, or I don't know, something along those lines.
I appreciate the idea, but I don't want to unfavorably recommend anything, and I want to get it done in this meeting. I'm seeking a motion for a 5-minute recess. So moved by Senator Barbosh. Okay. Second by Senator. Okay. Motion passes. Any okay, it's fine. Okay, this Zoom link has, I think, literally 1 minute left on it.
Oh, before you hang up that Zoom link, is there a way to sign in so that way we can save the current link? Hey, Senator Barwaj, would you look up the rule and see if you can sign into a...
If there's a way to go to my profile?
Senator Kitch, I also have to go, in 5 minutes, too, so...
Okay, then I'm gonna...
I would say let's not mess with open meeting law.
Okay, so then I'm gonna...
Then just reconvene us back, and then we're... Just
gonna move to a draft.
Yeah, just gonna unfavorably recommend it back to the table, or you can table it for the next committee.
What do you want to do?
I would rather table it.
There.
Table for next committee meeting?
For next ASA meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
Can we meet next week instead? Or...
You'd have to agendize like tomorrow.
This is it.
I mean,
the agendas by Monday.
Well, let's do the
arguments. Well, we will figure it out after the meeting. Okay. Okay. I am moving back to recess. Like the committee reconvenes. Okay. I reconvene the Committee on Academics and Affairs at 5:38. So, October 2nd, Thursday, October 2nd, 5:39.